To visit the saints is a sign of loving doors, whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines.
We are in Cairo, Egypt, close to the blessed shrine. He is unique. He is special, my dear viewers. He is a diamond. Who is this individual? This individual is a mujtahid. This individual is a scholar. This individual is a muhaddis. It is none other than Abdurrahman Jalaluddin As-Suyuti As-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was born in As-Suyut, which is the surrounding areas itself. He came from a noble family. Even his father himself was a scholar. His father was a judge of this area. The way he expressed his love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, this is what makes him so special. The authenticity of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he would directly ask from the speaker of the ahadith sharif. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam says that, ask ya Shaykh Sunnah. Such a, you know, the serenity here, my dear viewers. It is beautiful. Feeling again when you go to the beautiful city of Al-Madinat Al-Munawwarah, the peace, the tranquility you feel there. Passed away in the year 911 after Hijrah. Within this graveyard, the burial place of Hazrat Abdurrahman Jalaluddin As-Suyuti As-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu.
The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, as-salatu wassalamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya'i wal-Mursaleen. Amma ba'd fa'a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. As-salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah. وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another episode of the Blessed Shrines of the Great Saints, the Blessed Places. Alhamdulillah, عز وجل, we have come to visit. Now, again, Alhamdulillah, ثم Alhamdulillah, we have come to the city of Cairo. It is a city of many scholars, many awliya Allah.
To visit the saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.
Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Alhamdulillah, we have come inside this blessed place, and right by my side is the blessed shrine of the great Hazrat Imam Abdurrahman Jalaluddin As-Suyuti As-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. As we've mentioned, that one of the titles he was given was Ibn al-Qutb, which literally means Ibn al-Qutb. Ibn means son, and Qutb means books. So the son of books, Madhavi was. Now, this was a method of saying that he is a person of books. Why was it that he was granted such a title? There are many reasons which the scholars give, and one is quite the famous one, in that he had authored many books, about the number of books which he had authored. Some state 500 or so, some state over 700, and some even say over 1,000 books had been authored, that including epistles, short books, whatever it may have been, but which were authored by 1,000 Madiviyas, by Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. This was one reason given. Another reason which has been stated is that whilst he was in the womb of his own mother, that his father asked his mother to bring him a particular book. And as she was going to the library, the home library they would have, as she was going towards there, she began to feel the pains of delivery. And this is where he was born, in, you could say, a library. And this is another reason which some scholars give, that this was the reason he was known as Ibn al-Qutb, the possessor or the person who loves, who's closely associated to books. And so, Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin, being called Ibn al-Qutb, undoubtedly he would have written many works, Madiviyas, and his works were beautiful. He was outstanding. He wrote the books he wrote, he would read the books of his own teachers, and he would see that there are places he could improve. So upon the books of his own teachers, he would improve upon those. For example, there's one which is the Jalalain. It's known as the Jalalain, Tafsir Jalalain. It's the exegesis, the explanation of the glorious Quran. One of his teachers, Imam Jalaluddin Muhalli radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he wrote the exegesis, he wrote the commentary of the glorious Quran. Now when he wrote the commentary, he decided, rather than beginning at the beginning, he began from the middle, from Surah Al-Kahf, and then he wrote the rest of the explanation of the Quran all the way through Surah An-Nas. The reason he wrote this, because many other people did begin writing the commentary of the glorious Quran, but then they would pass away. They wouldn't be able to complete the entire commentary of the glorious Quran. So he thought that, just in case this happens to me, I'll just begin from the middle. And then suddenly they had also passed away, and Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radhiyallahu anhu, he decided to complete their work. And it said that within 40 days, Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti al-Shafi'i radhiyallahu anhu had wrote the commentary from the beginning all the way up until where Imam Jalaluddin Muhalli had begun. So he had completed the rest of the explanation of the Quran. This is very brief, very concise, and it's such a book. And this is the reason why it's called Jalalain. Is because it was written by Imam Jalaluddin Muhalli and Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti. And Jalalain means two Jalals. Two Jalals had written this book. Now this is such a book which is also studied in numerous, you could say hundreds and thousands without exaggeration, of places all over the world, because it constitutes the syllabus of the Dars-e-Nizami, which thousands, millions possibly of people are studying each and every single day. As Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, we mentioned how he was a Sufi, and it said that the majority of his life, first he was a Qadi in the same place, in this same city, in Asyut, that he was also a teacher at the age of 15, and for many years he was teaching. He taught up until the approximate age of 40. So from 18 years of age all the way up until 40, about 22 years he spent teaching. But then Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu, at the age of 40, he stopped teaching. And he said that he locked himself up, didn't literally lock himself up, but he was in recluse. He became disassociated with all of his friends, with all the people he knew. And then he spent his time in solitude right next to the river Nile, which is not very far from here, the biggest river in the world, or the longest river in the world. That's where he remained by. And that's where he began to write all of his books. One of his students had said that, "I myself witnessed Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu writing, authoring 3 books in one day. And whilst he was doing that, Allahu Akbar, whilst doing that, my dear viewers, he also answered any questions that anybody may have asked, and he was also dictating, he was also teaching others to write other things. This was Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He was a great Sufi. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, alhamdulillah, we are in the presence of the great Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti Ash-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Inshallah, we shall go inside and we shall hear a bit more about their life, and then inshallah we shall also perform dua. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
True is it the sense? The blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines.
Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, as you can see, we are at a great shrine, a great, in the grand court of a outstanding individual, Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And undoubtedly there are so many blessings in visiting the shrines of the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's actually mentioned about Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu that when he was born, his father had carried him, he had took him to the blessed shrine of Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha, the teacher of Hazrat Imam Shafi'i radiallahu an. And there was a marzoob, a person who had sacrificed his entire life, had given it, and he had placed everything to the side and exerted all of his efforts in doing the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a marzoob, a person who leaves everything and he just falls completely in love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So his father took him to this marzoob, and the name of this marzoob, his name is known as Sheikh Muhammad. And Sheikh Muhammad, who was at the blessed shrine of Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha, he took Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu anhu, and he did dua for Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu anhu. So even Hazrat Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu anhu, he first went to the shrine of Hazrat Nafisa radiallahu ta'ala anha, which is not very far from here. It's only about a 5 to 10 minute walk. Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, such a great individual he was, and he was also a great mutasawwif. He was very, very pious. He was a great Sufi also. It has been stated about him, Imam Sha'rani radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard this directly. Hazrat Imam Sha'rani was a student of Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu anhu, and he heard it directly from the servant of Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti, who went by the name of Muhammad ibn Ali al-Haddad radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He says, I was once with, it was a time of fitna, and I was with Hazrat Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And Hazrat Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said to me, we were just sitting by the side, we were sitting by a wall, and he said to me, do you wish to pray your Asr Salah in Mecca? He says that, I said, yes, you know, I'd love to pray in Makkah al-Mukarramah. It was the time of Hajj, so many people had gone. I would wish to pray it in Makkah al-Mukarramah. And Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu says, but there's a condition that you are not allowed to tell anybody until I pass away. Until I pass away, you cannot tell anybody whatever you see. And he agrees to this and he says, yes, that's fine, okay. Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu anhu, He said that he says that he took my hand. He told me to close my eyes. And what I do know is that we walked forwards and we walked 27 steps. When we walked 27 steps, he told me to open my eyes. I opened my eyes and we were at the Jannat al-Ma'ala. We were at the great graveyard which is in Makkah al-Mukarramah. We went to the shrine of Hazrat Khadijat al-Kubra radiallahu ta'ala anha, and we performed al-Fatiha there, we performed dua there, supplication there, and then we went and also performed tawaf, prayed the Asr Salah. And then Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radiallahu anhu, he says to me that if you wish, then you can remain here and return to Egypt with the Hujjaj, with the pilgrims, they've all come here, they shall be returning. You can also return with them. Or if you wish, then you can return with me. And he says, oh Shaykh, I wish to return with you. It said that he took his hand and he walked 7 steps and he reached Misr, he reached Egypt again. This was another of the great miracles of Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At the age of 40, Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin As-Suyuti, he disassociated from all of his friends, from everybody he knew. And people would come to him. And sometimes they would present gifts to him. And he would say to them, you know, sometimes they would ask him, come back. Come back, take this roll. They would offer him rolls. He would say to them that, do not ever come here again. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has, alhamdulillah, subhanallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted me such a state that I am not in need of any gifts. And this is where he wrote the majority of his works, possibly all of them. Approximately 1,000 books he had authored. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radiallahu anhu, such a great personality, he would directly ask Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam directly any questions he had for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. In one of the letters which he sent, and this was found in the house of another sheikh, and this was the letter Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radhiyallahu ta'ala anhu had sent to a friend. What did this letter entail? A person had sent him a request and had said that I'm in a little bit of trouble. If possible, can you intercede for me? You know, you are a great person, you have a great name. Can you intercede on my behalf with the governor, with the person, with authority? Because I am in a little bit of trouble. And the reply he gives, subhanAllah, it is so beautiful. What he says is, I have witnessed the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam, 75 times in the state of wakefulness. He says, I have witnessed Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam 75 times in the state of, this is not in his dreams he is talking about, this is in real life. 75 times, he says, and he says, I am afraid that if I am to be going to the court of such a person, if I was to be visiting such a person, then maybe I will be deprived from my service. That you are thinking about yourself, you are thinking about the benefit of yourself, but I am thinking about the benefit of the Ummah, because so many scholars saying things about the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that some ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that they are da'if. And he says, I directly ask Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam about the authenticity of a hadith sharif. That, Ya Rasulullah, did you really say, did you really make such a statement? This was Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And alhamdulillah, subhanallah, when we came here, this place is really beautiful in its own way. My dear viewers of the inshallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us for their sake, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us knowledge. We said about Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radiallahu anhu, that they had memorized, you know, we mentioned that a person who's a hafiz, yes, he too was a hafiz, not just a hafiz of the Quran, but a person who memorizes 100,000 hadith sharif. Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu had memorized over 200,000 hadith sharif. 200,000, not just the words but also the entire chain of narration. And it's said about Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radhiyallahu anhu that he himself says, now subhanallah, he was a brilliant individual because he was one of those people who would, you know, he would speak about himself, he would tell people, I am this, I am this. And some people would say, why are you saying such things? He says, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala orders us in the glorious Quran, وَأَمَّا بِنِعْمَةِ رَبِّكَ فَحَدِّثْ. As for the ni'mas, for the blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon you, then tell the people. So he says, I'm telling the people. As the Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he himself states that, you know, 200,000 he has memorized, but he says, if I had access to any more, then I would have also memorized those. Subhanallah. And Hazrat Imam Jalaluddin Suyuti radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said that, He was brought up by people like Hazrat Shihabuddin radiallahu ta'ala anhu, people like Hazrat Ibn Hammam radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the individual who wrote the great commentary on Al-Hidayah Sharif, Fathul Qadir, which he wrote. So these were people of the Ahnaf. Yes, he himself was Shafi'i, but he also studied under people who were Hanafi. People like Hazrat Imam Ibn Hammam radiallahu ta'ala an, that when he went to perform the Hajj pilgrimage, then he went to drink Zamzam water. And when drinking Zamzam water, you know, you make a dua. The dua he made was, Ya Allah, grant me knowledge of fiqh like that of Hazrat Sirajuddin al-Bulqini radiallahu ta'ala an. And he says, grant me knowledge of a hadith sharif like that of Hazrat Ibn Hajar Asqalani radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And undoubtedly he possesses such a name in when it comes to so many sciences, if you take a look at the books that he had read, my dear viewers, and you just the beautiful works about Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Khasais al-Kubra. There's a book which he wrote on the blessed names of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And then at the ending he says that he makes a dua that he hopes out of everything, this book, that of the names, subhanAllah, this is salawat. This is a form of salawat of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, writing his names, writing his titles, praising him in the form of writing. He says, I hope for the sake of this that all of my work will be accepted and that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam shall intercede for me on the day of judgment. And dear viewers of Madinah, alhamdulillah azza wa jal, we, Allahu Akbar, so fortunate, alhamdulillah, thumma alhamdulillah. I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant all of our viewers happiness, that those who are passed away from our families, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala extend their graves, illuminate their graves. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant them Jannat al-Firdaus without holding them accountable. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect and bless Dawat al-Islami. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless and honor our Amir al-Sunnat, grant them a long and healthy life. May He bless our Arakeen Shura, especially our Negrani Shura, all those who are responsible in Dawat Islam, especially all those who contribute in any form whatsoever towards Dawat Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for their sake, forgive us for each and every single one of our minor and major sins. Imam Jalaluddin, Abdurrahman Jalaluddin Suyuti al-Shafi'i radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the great lover of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, never forget their name. Sallu alal Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
To visit the sands, to visit the sands, the blessed shrines. shines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. The saints, to visit the saints, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines. To visit the saints is a sign of loving those whom Allah loves. The blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines, the blessed shrines.